Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur about the Din Mumer and the Shemud, based on the Torah of Rabbi Zitzal, David. The Rosh in Chal Yud Zayin brought in the tool in Choshen Mishpat and Sim Resh Pe Gimel, talking about the Yerusha of a Mumer, brings the name of Rabbi Meshulam ben Rabbeinu Kolonimus. I love that name, by the way, Kolonimus. Shemuchluf, meaning a mummer, is not Yerush as Aviv. And he writes as a Yemuchlef lo yikarye zar e. A Yemuchlef is not called his seed. Lo yaris le'av lavu, and he doesn't inherit his father. Kidachsiv liyas lecha lelokim lozarech acharecha. It is to be for your God and for your seed after you. Kidachsiv anasati lecha lezarech acharecha zeretz mikurecha. Now I will give you and your seed after you the land to live in, Eretz Yisrael. O k'si v'yomahu k'ra'at Hashem es Avram b'ris lehem o'lazarach ha'nasati. So you have all these psukim talking about the seed inheriting, and that's all Misha Zara Miyuchas Zachar, somebody whose seed is Miyuchas, Tim Yatza Muchlaf, excluding a mummer, Shein Zara Miyuchas Zacharov. That his Zera is not Miyuchas after him. And since his Zer is not Miyuchas after him, Mimela, he's not Yerush. Because the Yerush is limited to Misha Zara Miyuchas Acharav. Now the Rosh writes that it's an asmachta be'alma, these psukim, that telling us that the Yerusha only goes to the seed and therefore not to a mummer. However, the Avnei Miluim brings Shitos that this is a drasha gemura min haTorah ayin sham. We have to understand, why is he Eino Miyuchas Acharav if he's a Yisrael Gomer? And where do you see from this pasuk that from these psukim that he's not called Miyuchas Acharav? So it appears as follows. Reign of Rabbeinu in another place, in the Sefer Tehillah David and Ibn Ezer, Simon Beis, you've cut in Zion, says something very deep, that the Hagdorah of Zaroi, in contrast to Benoi, is that in the definition of Beno, the definition relates to the son, to say that he's the son of Pliny. When it comes to Ben, Ben relates to the son. The Hagdorah of Zera relates to the father, say that the father has this son insofar as that it's his seed. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about his seed. So we talk about his seed. The seed relates back to the father. This child is the father's seed. That relates to the father. We talk about the son. We relate to the son. He's the son of the father, where the main subject here is the son. He's the son of Pliny. Whereas Zera relates to the father, saying that this is the one who's his Zera. He's part of him. The Zera is part of the father. And therefore we see, as we see in the, as the Rabbeinu speaks about there, based on the Rishonim, that a ben is not included in B'nei Banim. A ben is only a ben, but not ben Banim. And Zaro is B'nei Banim. And on the other hand, ben is Mashma Apostle, but Zara is only Mashma Kosher, because Zera is Mesiaches to the father, saying he's part of the father. It's Ke'atzmai. And if Zara is Ke'atzmai, so that's Zera Zara also. It's also Me'atzmai. It also comes Me'atzmai. And therefore it's Choshev Ka'atzmo, it's like the grandfather himself. Mashen Kein Ben, Ben is not a Ben a Ben, Ben is just a Ben. Mitzad Sheni, when there's a separation between them, that the father is Kosher and the Ben is Pasul, we lack in the Hagdara of Ben Kechelik Meha'av. We lack in the Hagdara of the son as being part of the father, because he's taka different than the father. If the father is kosher and the son is pasul, that separates between them. And therefore that's not included in Zara, because Zara means part of him, but here he's not part of him because he's pasul, the son is pasul. The father is kosher. But that has nothing to do with Ben. Ayin sham b'divrei Rabbeinu. If so, a mumer who's mufka, mehabris sheyeshno ba'aviv, einoi nichlal b'zaroi b'vchina zu shel zaroi. A mumer is mufka from the bris that the father gets. And therefore he's not included in Zaroi, because he's not like the father. So it's no less than a Ben Av Kosher and Ben Pasul. They're not like one. Therefore it's not Zaroi here also. The father is in the bris and the son is not. So he's Ois Zaroi, he's no longer Zaroi. And that's what Ravna Meshulam writes, as cited by the Rosh, that Mukhlef is not called Zaroi. And the reason he's not called Zaroi is because Zaroi is Miyuchas Acharav. In other words, he's called Zaroi because he's connected to him. He relates back to him. And we don't have this by a mummer. And therefore he's not considered Zaroi. And if he's not Zaroi, we have in the Pesukim that Yerushalmi goes to Zaro. And again, we have the Avni Milum, that's Daraisa. And that would explain why he's not Yarshining him. He's not Yarshining the father. Ki muchaf lo ikariya Zaroi. He's not called Zara. And in the end, he says, Yatza Mukhlaf. When it comes to a mummer, Ein Zara Meyuchas Acharav. His seed isn't Meyuchas, and that's why he's not considered his seed. Since he's not Meyuchas, he doesn't relate back to the father because he changed. That explains why a mummer doesn't yarshin his father. והדברים מפורשים בתוסס בסנהדרין דף עין בייז עמד בייז. הוא ראית, ישראל הוא בן בריס הוא, talking about the saw you give to somebody before, to a roidev. You say, don't kill him, he's a ישראל and he's a בן בריס. זוג תוסס, ישראל ולוי כוסי, בן בריס ולוי מומר לעקום. That's before the censor, after the censor, it's ולוי משומד. Yisrael v'loy kusi. He's a Yisrael, and he's not a kusi. He's a ben bris, and he's not a meshumet. The mumrim la'avodas kochavim, that if he would be, if he'd be a meshumet, hayu moridim v'loy ma'ilim, anyway he'd be killed. So then you don't have to worry about it. You only have to worry about you shouldn't kill him, because he's a ben bris, and he's not a mumrim la'akum. So it's mefulish lehedya. What we said, there's two aspects here. There's a Yisrael and there's a Ben Bris. Yisrael v'loi kusi, Ben Bris v'loi mumer. Mumer is always, he's out of the Bris, this mumer. He has abandoned the Bris. To be a Jew, you can never abandon, you can never resign from being a Jew. But from the Bris, you can resign. Unfortunately. Very unfortunately. That's the reality. Vayein b'magen Avraham b'simin kuf pei tes sif katan aleph shehevi ledivrei toisvois elu ve'ayin sham in the magen Avraham, who concludes based on the Tosfos that since shlichus requires ma'atim b'nei bereis, like we spoke about in the previous shir, based on the sugya and getting chav gimel amid beis, if so, there's no shlichus for a mummer. Erez nishken ben bris, as we see from Tesfis. Ayin sham b'divrei ha-mogen Avron. Uve even ha-oizer sham, ho-ichiach, no, that there is shlichus for a mumu, and he explained, based on the Sigyan and Gittin, ma'atem v'chulei ein sorich l'gamrei ke'atem, erasagi b'dimyoin k'tsas la'atem, וכיוון שאתם, גם ישראל אתם, וגם בני בריס אתם, לכן יש לעבד שליחוס אף על פי שאינו ישראל, כיוון שהוא כאתם, כלפי מה אתם בני בריס. מצד שני, יש למומר שליחוס, כיוון שהוא כאתם במה אתם ישראל, עין שם, וברבי עקיבא איגר שם, במה שכוסב על פי דברי אבן העזר דבורים נפלואים בסוגיה, Ayin sham. Bivaldik. Sok the Evan Oizer, I want to take issue with what the Magen Avraham says. And ichalt, that there is shlichus for a mummer, because it doesn't have to be, learned from atem gam atem, it doesn't have to be exactly 100% atem. There has to be some element of dimyan in order to enable shlichus. So, it could be a ben bris. If he's a ben bris, then he could be a shliach. That's what we learn about an eved can be a shliach. He's not a yid, but he's a ben bris. This is an eved. And we also learn, we also can say that a mummer has shlichus. Because you're right, the mummer isn't a ben bris, but he's a tem, because he's a Jew. He's still a Yisrael. And Rabbi Kiva Eger takes the ball and runs with it. This Evan Eiser, and he explains beautifully the sugi over there. So according to the Evan Eiser, a mummer can be a shliach because he has the dimyan to a Jew and that he's Jewish. A ben bris, he's not, but he's soil, he is. So this is exactly what we've been talking about. There are two aspects to the essence of a Jew. And a mummer is mufka, he is precluded from one of them. And thus is there machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Evan Oizer, im b'chai gavne, and azaf fal b'mikre kazeh, that he's in one and out the other, is he in or out? Is he atem or not atem? Magen Avraham, no. Evan Oizer, yes. ויש ילודון לפי זה במה שכוסף הטור בירדיה בסויף סימן רי סמך רוב, שישראל שהמיר דתו לאבידס קריחובים, ונוסו ישראליס, ונוילד לוי בן ממנה, דמול אין אויסוי בשבס. טור writes that a Jew who became an apostate, חס ושלום, he went to the church, and he's married to a Jewish woman, and he has a son with her. You circumcise the son, even though it's Shabbos. And ve'einanu machzikim sheyetze v'tarbus ro. And we don't assume that this child will go off the derech, so to speak, go to an evil culture. Since his mother is a yidn, ubebeis yosef shem kosav, so this makor of this tool is in the yeter, but writes the Beis Yosef, "Da'afilu nasui mumeres, nami malin b'shabbes, haben anoylad melahem, Shareim chayovim b'chol ha-mitzvahs. V'yisraelis tenokat ha-itu. Efshu deloy la'afukei mumeres, elo la'afukei nochris. It appears to me, says Rabbi Yosef Karo, that even if he's married to a mumeres, you have a mummer married to a mumeres, Rachmanu Litzlan, you also do the bris milah on Shabbos. Because they're obligated in all the mitzvahs. And the Itter said, Yisraelis, that this Yisrael, who's a mummer, is married to a Yisraelis, he's not coming lafukei amumeres, he's coming lafukei nochris. He's married to a non-Jewish woman, Rachmana Litzlan Piarba. So that's what he means. He means that he's married to a Nachris. Then you don't circumcise on Shabbos, the kid's a goy. But if he's married to a Mumeres, then you do circumcise on Shabbos. That's the Beis Yosef taking issue with the tool, offering a different understanding of the Yitu. In the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Yud Beis, Sosan b'kosa v'noilad loy ben mi Yisraelis. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that you do the Bris Milah on Shabbos, if noilad lo ben mi Yisraelis, in the Taz, if cut and tes, is ma'atik loshon ha'tul, the cave and the imo Yisraelis, ein machzik in oisai, she yetze let yatze let ha'bu sarah. Since his mother is a Jewess, you don't assume that the child will go to Tarbus Ra. And he says from this that if his mother is a Mumeres, you're not Malan Shabbos. Kabashach Hebi Divrei, Beis Yosef. And he writes, "V'lo mashma lehachi v'gam d'siem balatur v'aleitur mashma davi sakadaita chamina kevin daviv mumer nachzikiyo sheyatzel tarvisua v'lo machzikin abachik kevin shem Yisraelis abal kashimu mumeres aser." So the havamin is, since the father is a mumer, he's going to go to tarvisua, but he's not going to because his mother's a Yisraelis. Everything is cool, but if his mother's a mumeres, he's going to go to tarvisua, and you don't circumcise him on Shabbos. He applies with the tzarech iyun. The question is, like the Beis Yosef says, even if he's not Suma Meris, Im Chayvim B'chol HaMitzvahs. So what does it matter? Mumeris Shmumeris. He's Chayv B'chol HaMitzvahs. What does it matter? He's going to be Yotzei L'Tarvus Ra or not? So Rabbeinu discusses this elsewhere. Based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That if we're Machzik, if we assume that the child is going to be Yotzei L'Tarvus Ra, Hare Afal Pisha Hashta, Katan Hu Ve'enoi Mumer, Hare Kevan, Shebal Kolchenu Yigdal, Latzet L'Tarvut Ra'a, Hare Kvar Me Hashta, Nifka Hu Me Abris, Havale Enoi Ben Bris. Since we're Machzik, if we're Machzik, if we assume that he is going to veer from the Jewish path, so even though now he's a katan, he's not a mummer, since he is going to grow up and turn into a mummer, now he's a katan, he's not it, but he's going to turn into a mummer. Already now, he's mufka from the bris. And he's considered she'eno ben bris. Because this inyan is not telling the averos that he transgressed, but rather in the mitzius, in the reality of the fact that he's left the bris. When both of his parents are mumrim, he already now has this mitzias. That's the type of family he's growing up in, that's his environment. But mainly you look at him as not a member of the covenantal community, if we can use that fancy Soloveitchikian term. And therefore, even though, a rough Soloveitchikian term, even though, I don't want Chas v'Shalom ever be guilty of a lack of respect, and therefore even though he is chayev b'chol ha-mitzvahs, and we have to circumcise him. But to be doicha Shabbos, it's not enough. There's a mitzvah bris milah. We require also the groiskeit of milah, that we find in Maseches Yevamos 5b, that Milas Deicha Shabbos, because Gedoyla Mila, Shenichrasu Ale Yud Gimel Brisos. It doesn't say that there are 13 covenants. 13 covenants were broken. In other words, like to break a deal, like to cut a deal, we say. So 13 covenants were cut on the bris, meaning that if somebody has a bris milah, he goes into these 13 brises. And that's what's Deicha Shabbos. So somebody who's not nichnas lebris, so there's no reason to circumcise him on Shabbos, he doesn't go into the 13 brises, he's out. So that would explain the Baal Iter in the Tor, why if the mother's a Mumeres, only if the mother's a Yisraelis. But if the mother's a Mumeres, you don't circumcise him on Shabbos because he's out of the bris. And what's Deicha Shabbos is the bris, is the 13 brisos. Bayin Barashba, B'tshuvis, B'chelek Hei, B'simen Samech Vav. Sheheshiv HaRashba Al HaSheela B'mumer La'akum, Shechazer Blei, Im Tzarech Tvile. Beherich HaRashba Levayer, She'ein Tzarech Tvile. Famous Shaila, you have a mumer La'akum, who retracted. This Mumer La'akum retracted from his Mumeris. Does he require Tevila or does he not require Tevila? He came back into the fold. And the Rashba is Marech Levayer that he doesn't require Tevila. Since Hayrosoi V'leidosoi B'kedusha, he was conceived and born in holiness. Hashem Ken Ger was not, and therefore he requires Tevila. But a mumer doesn't require tvila. Vayem b'zeh b'beis Yosef b'seif simin reish samiches, who brings to the Nemuka Yosef. And Ramah simin yud beis and simin reish samich zayin sifches. Beragolos yud zayin writes from the Maharshal, Shal kolponim hoiru litbol hamumrim. That the Maharshal, Reb Shlomo Luria, Haskin, that yes, Mumrim should be Toivo. There is a horrific video that was once circulating of these Satmar girls who apparently had a difficult childhood and wanted to express their rebellion. So they went in front of a whole group of Christians, and they publicly baptized themselves and accepted Yashka Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan. So hopefully they've already come back. They've since returned. And the question is, they need tefillah or not? So we shouldn't think that this inyan of Mumrim apostate, even Mumrim could be a Mumrim also Chal Shabbos. Have we did Chal Shabbos very common? But maybe most of those are Tinoko Shanishba, but certainly a Mumrim for Avodah Zarah who went to a different religion. And there are many, many more than we know who are. So the Maharshal would say they have to be toivel again. They were toivel chas v'shalom. I want to call it being toivel. They were baptized, so now they have to go into a kosher and mikvah and come back into the fold through that. So what exactly is the issue here? So the issue is that the mummer was mafki himself from the bris, and therefore chazara lebris is like gerus. Geirus is a mice of Knisa Labris, as we spoke about in the previous year. And that's why the Rashba contrasts it with Geirim. He says, no, Geirim, Harasu Lassam La, but not Bikdusha. But a Jew, a Mummer, is Harasu Lassam La, was Bikdusha. He was born and conceived in Kedusha. So Memela, he doesn't need to be titled again. But the Havamina is that he's like a guy because he left the Bris. And the idea of Geirus is coming into the Bris. So he's doing what a Geir is doing, so Memela he would need Tevila. That's why the Rashba has to speak at length and tell us now there is a Knesset Lebris by Mummer, but a Tevila is only if somebody's not Jewish. But somebody's already Jewish. He could be Nichnas Lebris just by being the Kabbalah upon himself once again. The Bris doesn't actually need Tevila. However, we have the Chumrah of the Maharshal that he took in order to re-enter the Bris. He does need Tevila. This is fantastic. You know, when I learned the Torah from Reino Rabbeinu, I don't want to say it's my favorite, because I don't want to exclude any other Torah, because it's so much amazing Torah. But just to see him go from one sugya to another sugya to another, just to keep explaining everything making so much sense afterwards. And the brightkeit, the broadness, just amazing. So now in the Sefer one, page 370, and it's a long, each page has a lot of material on it, and he goes on for many pages. So we still have a long, long way to go. So I just ask Moreno Rabbeinu, Boreno, Rabbanu Shalom, Melech Machim, Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ishtabach Shemo La'ad, that he should give us life and health and the financial means and everything we need. And we should be able to continue in this sugya and many, many others. And right nearby here in the Sefer, we have a siman on Shomer Psayim Hashem, which is very, very exciting, very lemaisadik for the during the corona epidemic or pandemic. And I'd like to discuss that at great length and with great depth and clarity, we hope. And I thank you so much for listening. This was amazing, awesome. So with B'li Neder, we shall continue. Thanks again. Shalom, shalom.